467. Farewell to the few believers in Chorazm. 6th August 1946. It is not yet dawn, when Jesus meets the 11 apostles, and in the middle of them the little carpenter Joseph, who darts off like an arrow, as soon as he sees Jesus, whose knees he clasps with the simplicity of one who is still a child. Jesus bends to kiss his forehead and then, holding him by the hand, he goes towards Peter and the others.
Peace be with you. I was not expecting to meet you here.
The boy woke when it was still dark, and he wanted to come lest he might be late,
explains Peter.
His mother will be here soon with the other children. She wants to greet you,
adds Judas of Alphaeus.
Also the woman who was a cripple is coming, and Isaac's daughter, Elias's mother and others who were cured by you. They gave us hospitality.
And the others?
Lord,
Chorazm perseveres in its harsh spirit. I understand. It does not matter. The good seed has been sown, and it will germinate one day. Thanks to these.
And he looks at the boy.
Will he be a disciple, and will he convert people?
He is a disciple, are you not, Joseph?
Yes. But I am not good at speaking, and as far as I know, they do not listen to me.
It does not matter. You will speak through your goodness.
Jesus presses the child's little face in his long hands, and bending lightly over his raised face he speaks to him.
I am going away, Joseph. Be good and be a good worker. Forgive those who do not love you. Be grateful to those who help you. Always bear this in mind, that God is present in those who assist you, and thus accept all assistance respectfully, without pretending, without saying, I will idle about as there is someone who takes care of me, without spoiling the assistance he received. Work, because work is holy and you, a boy, are the only man in your family. Remember that by assisting your mother you honor her. Remember that to set a good example to your little brothers, and to watch over the honor of your sisters is a duty. Wish for what is just, and work to have it, but do not envy the rich, and do not wish to be wealthy to have a grand time. Remember that your master taught you, not only the word of God, but also love for work, humility, and forgiveness. Be always good, Joseph, and one day we shall be together again.
But are you not coming back anymore? Where are you going, Lord?
I am going where the will of the Father who is in heaven wants me to go. His will must always be stronger than ours, and dearer to us than ours, because it is always a perfect will. You also, during your lifetime, are not to put your will before that of God. All the obedient people will meet in heaven, and it will be a great feast then. Give me a kiss, child.
A kiss? The boy gives him many kisses, shedding many tears, and his mother finds him thus, clinging to Jesus' neck, when she arrives with the crowd of her children and very few people, 7 in all, from Chorazm.
Why are you weeping, son?
Asks the woman, after greeting the master.
Because every farewell is sorrowful. But even if we are separated we shall always be united, if your hearts continue to love me. You know how to love me, and in what your love for me consists. In doing what I taught you, because he who does what someone has taught him, shows that he holds in high esteem that person, and esteem is always love. So do what I taught you with my words and examples, and do what my disciples will teach you in my name. Do not weep. Time is short, and we shall soon be reunited, and in a better manner. And do not weep out of selfishness. Think of how many people are still waiting for me, of how many will die without seeing me, of how many will have to love me without ever knowing me. You have had me here several times and faith and hope are made easier for you by our mutual love. They instead will have to have a great faith, a blind faith, in order to be able to say he is really the Son of God, the Savior, and his word is truthful. A great faith to be able to have the great hope of eternal life, and immediate possession of God after a life of justice. They will have to love him whom they never met, whom they never heard, whom they never saw work miracles. And yet, only if they love thus, they will have eternal life. You ought to bless the Lord who has privileged you, by granting you to know me. Go now. Be faithful to the law of Sinai, and to my new commandment, to love everybody like brothers, because there is God in love. Love also those who hate you, because God was the first, to set the example of loving men who, through their sins, show hatred to God. Always forgive as God forgave men, by sending his word Redeemer to cancel the sin, the cause of grudge and separation. Goodbye. May my peace be with you. Let your hearts remember my deeds, to fortify them against the words of those who will try to convince you that I am not your savior. And keep my blessing for your strength in the trials of future life.
Jesus stretches out his hand, repeating the Mosaic blessing on the little herd prostrated at his feet. He then turns round and goes away.